Morning, conquerors all over the world. Thank you for joining me once again on www.riseupconqueror.com. Thank you very much for taking the time to join us on this 7-day self-deliverance and inner healing challenge. We are on day 2 today. Our anchor scripture, of course, is Matthew 7, verse 16 to 24, talking about you will go to heaven and Jesus will tell you off. He will tell you that, depart from me. I never knew you. I don't know you. What will you do after spending all of your time in church, serving, supposedly serving God, but not in God? This is my thrust. This is where we are trying to get at in this 7-day self-deliverance and inner healing challenge. Just trying to lay a foundation so that by the end of the 7 days, we know who we are serving, we know how to serve, we know how to war battles on our spiritual front, and it will be worth the while for us when it is all over that we will be called in, we'll be ushered into heaven and celebrate with the angels, with God himself, and with Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us just pray before we begin. Father, in the name of Jesus, open our ears, Lord, open our eyes. Cause us, Father, to have an understanding of what it is that you want to do with us and in us today. Thank you, Father, for this 7-day inner healing and deliverance challenge. We bless your name, Lord. We glorify you and we thank you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, going straight into it. Our scripture for today is John 10:10, the topic being the demonic assignment. Right. Whoever knew that the devil is on an assignment, that the demonic is actually work that is in progress, that has been carefully designed to derail us as Christians, work that is working against our mission, against our own assignment, our godly assignment to serve God. We all know God. We all love God. But do we actually know what the difference is? And when we are not observing the sovereignty of God, are we actually aware that we are not, or we are just living our lives, taking our salvation for granted? Which brings me to a very important scripture that we discussed yesterday also at some point when we were closing, Philippians 2:12, that says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So after getting born again, it is your responsibility to walk the walk, to fight for your salvation with fear and trembling. If you don't do that, if you take it for granted, you are certainly going to have problems. Right, John 10:10 talks about the assignment of the enemy. Okay, if you just go with me to John 10:10, it reads, the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. This was Jesus speaking. And you know, when Jesus speaking, it is the word himself speaking to his own people. The thief, the enemy, the devil, he's on assignment. His assignment is summarized as stealing, killing, and destroying. I just like you to reflect for a minute into your own life where things have been taken away from you, where things that you were trying to build were destroyed. You were trying to build a castle, it was destroyed. You were trying to build a project, a business. Perhaps it is a family, a marriage, a relationship, a ministry, whatever it is that you were trying to build that you saw quite clearly that it was destroyed, and you never quite understood who destroyed it and why they destroyed it, and you couldn't put your finger on it, on what happened. You just found yourself back on the ground again. Look into your life again and see areas of your life that have actually been killed, okay? That is the third assignment of the enemy. If he's not stealing it, if he's not destroying it, he's definitely aiming for killing it. So if he kills it, he kills it by removing life out of it, which he can do by killing your spirit just off things. For example, if you are a born-again Christian, just know that the ultimate desire of the enemy is to kill the spirit of God within you, just to kill the zeal for the Lord, to kill any assignment at all that you want to do for the Lord. The enemy seeks to abort it. If it is not going to be aborted, it is going to be miscarried. If it is not going to be miscarried, it is going to be killed. You have death cycles. If you look at your life and you see death cycles all around you, you try to build something, it is being killed. You try to do something, it is being aborted before it even takes off. This can even manifest in the physical, where we are having abortions and miscarriages. If your life has been marred by death cycles, need I say more on this topic? If there's death cycles, if you are losing things, if things are being destroyed around you, then definitely the demonic is at work. You need to sit down, reflect, and then map the way forward. You need to have a strategy. Right, I was reading an article on strategic intent by Hamed and Prahalad, 2005. That was a very important article that listed the tactics of the enemy. One of the tactics of the enemy is creating layers of advantage. How does the devil create layers of advantage? He will promise you things. He will give you prizes for accomplishing things. So, for example, you will feel good for slandering. For example, you will get something when you steal. For example, when you destroy someone else, you feel good. Or when you take it from them, it is now yours and it is a reward. Those are demonic rewards. I need not explain further. The second tactic that the Japanese army uses, apart from creating layers of advantage, is changing the terms of engagement. You know, the devil is very cunning and knows really how to negotiate his way through. So for you as an individual, if you are going to get out of it, you need to find how you will start to collaborate with God. That is how you can get out, because the enemy knows how to negotiate with you. He knows how to convince you to destroy. He knows how to convince you to steal. He knows how to convince you to kill. That is how he works. If you in your life have been involved in killing other people's things, other people's projects, other people's desires, other people's marriages, other people's whatever it is that they are trying to put together, if you have at some point in time been involved with killing it, being involved with stealing from others, being involved with destroying other people's stuff, then obviously you are the devil's advocate. The devil has used you. He has engaged. Those are tactics of strategic intent. Apart from creating layers of advantage, promising you things that he can't even do himself, to negotiating with you, to collaborating with you, and finally to search for loose bricks where your faith was not quite intact. He came in there and settled in within you and used you against you and against others. So friends, and you know, if you are listening to me, if you are destroying, you are definitely working with the enemy there. I want to go again to our second scripture that we want to share, is James 4 and verse 11. This scripture is very funny because it says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. So it's simple. If you resist him, he will flee. I need not explain that, but many times we are partnering with him instead of resisting him to our own disadvantage. That is why we get stuck up in sin and a sinful nature. We get stuck up in repeat sin. We get stuck up in an inability to resist temptation. We are stuck in pride and unforgiveness to the point where we get so lonely and isolated because we can't hold relationships, because we're taking our salvation for granted. I just pray today that you will be able to get it. Two important scriptures as well that I want to look at. One of them, these are long scriptures, so I'll just mention them. If you have the time, please go through and read them. One of them is Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 11. This is when Jesus was tempted. If Jesus was tempted, ask yourself, as a child of God, you are going to be tempted. But we need to take the example of Jesus in how he responded to the temptation. Three times he was tempted after being baptized. Yeah, and three times he responded with a word. If you read that portion of scripture, first he was told to worship the devil and he responded with the word that we are only required to worship God. Then he was told to turn stones into bread because he was very, very hungry. Some of you, when the devil comes to you like that and you are hungry, you are definitely going to compromise because you want to fill your stomach. But look at what Jesus did. Jesus said, we will not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the Lord. It was better to eat the word on that particular day than to settle for the bread that the enemy wanted to offer him. Hallelujah. I hope you're still with me. The third thing that he was tempted, he was promised the earth, the whole kingdom. And you know what? He threw it back at the devil. He said, everything belongs to God. Today, people just don't know that. Today, people just don't know the sovereignty of God. They don't know that all things are God and God is at the top of everything. It is my prayer today that you get it. The second scripture that I wanted to share regarding that sort of stuff was Matthew 13, verse 24 to 30. Again, it's a long scripture. It speaks of when men slept and the enemy came in and sowed tares. You know how it is that when we sleep, when we are not working our salvation with fear and trembling, when we are not doing the honest work of the cross, when we are not carrying the cross, the enemy will come and sow tares. The enemy will come and sow confusion. The enemy will come and cause us to be frustrated. The enemy will come and steal from us. The enemy will come and destroy that which we are trying to build. The enemy will come and cause confusion, you know, and make it so difficult for us to pluck out the tares. But God says in that scripture that at the end of it all, the tears will be bent. I don't know what your story is, but you really need to think and realize that when you are sleeping, the enemy is doing something about you. There's really no time to sleep. As a soldier of God, as a warrior of the kingdom of God, as somebody who is supposedly, who is supposed actually to be fighting for your salvation, as someone who's working your salvation with fear and trembling, there's no time to sleep. Bullets are firing left, right, and center. How can you sleep? How can you sleep? How can you let the enemy sow tares? You need to think about this, brothers and sisters. Finally, my scripture for today, I'm going to talk about Mark 4, that whole chapter, long as well, we can't read it. Go and read it. This is the parable of the seed, just to show you that the enemy is on assignment. We did talk about the enemy killing, stealing, and destroying in John 10:10. Then we spoke about how Jesus was tempted and how he responded with the word. Then we talked about how when you are sleeping that the enemy is sowing tares in your field. And then finally, we want to talk about his demonic assignment in the seed parable. The seed parable is basically about what sort of seed that you are, what sort of ground that you are for the seed of the word. Okay. Some were sown on the wayside. If you are the wayside, obviously the birds and vultures and everything else that flies, they'll come and pick that seed. So whatever word it is that you receive, by the time you get home, by the time I'm even done preaching, maybe you don't remember it. Maybe you can't even apply it. You can't even make any declaration. You can't even pray for yourself because the enemy has stolen it right at the time that we are seeding it. The enemy is stealing it. Are you that sort of a seed, that sort of ground, the wayside? And then there is the stony ground. The stony ground is the word is going to get, it's going to be planted, but there is not enough soil. It's stony, it's sandy. The soil can't hold the seed together. So if you are that sort of soil that is sandy, if you are that sort of soil that will not hold seed together, when trials come, you are not going to hold it together. You are not going to fight for the word. You are going to partner with the enemy because that's what you are used to doing. Because you are a destroyer. Because you are a thief yourself. Because you are a liar. Because you are all the things that the enemy does. The seed of the enemy is in you. The very nature of the enemy. That's why Jesus at some point he said, "Depart from me. You are like your father, the liar, the devil, because he is the father of lies." If that sort of nature is in you, you are not going to be able to hold together a seed. You are stony ground. Need to work about being stony ground. You need to work about being ground that is good for the word. And then finally, of course, there was that good soil. That good soil, this is the one we are talking about. By the end of this 7-day self-deliverance and inner healing challenge, brothers and sisters, I pray that you be good ground. You be ground that when the seed is sown, you will reap maybe 30, maybe 60, maybe 100. I pray it is your portion to receive all of that. It is possible if you work on it. It is possible if you work out your salvation with fear and trembling. If you don't, if you sit back and relax and think things are going to happen on themselves, then you got it all wrong. God is king. He will not be mocked. You better do something about your own. God is doing something about his own. So my question for you today is, whose side are you on? Pick a side. Are you on the demonic? Are you partnering with the enemy? Or you are on the holy ground? You are partnering with God Almighty to bring good to the land, to bring good to the kingdom, to win souls, you know, to get blessings and bless others in return. Which side are you on? What is it going to be for you? This is the day of making a decision. I trust you will make the perfect decision, the decision to join the winning side, where you'll be more than a conqueror. Thank you for joining me once again on day two of our self-deliverance and inner healing challenge. Remember, deliverance goes on way beyond this challenge, way beyond this seven-day challenge. I trust you have been blessed so far. I trust you are making the right decisions. Join me again on www.riseupconqueror.com tomorrow, day three, as we look at redemption. It has been such a pleasure to do this, and I trust you will be blessed and you will get it in the name of Jesus. Till then, Esther Edge, Rise Up Conqueror.